USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
If it's okay to show up to protest, it's certainly okay to show up and vote in person.
White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows on Fox News there. Meadows also said that there will not be any sorting machines between now and the election taken offline. In March, when the CARES Act was passed, Congress gave the Postal Service a $10 billion borrowing authority. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says Iraq is getting just over $200 million in aid for things like food and water.
We're committed to helping Iraq achieve economic prosperity, freedom from foreign meddling in its internal affairs, and improve relationships with its neighbors as well.
The Secretary of State making that announcement during a briefing with the Iraqi foreign minister, Pompeo saying that rule of law was also discussed as well. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of nature, changing the world one life at a time.
I think just taking the balance of nature, I really feel like I just plain old-fashioned feel better. And it's really a noticeable thing. So that to me is significant. It really is.
Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
While you have free time and you're sitting at home and you ponder what kind of gifts to buy for someone, PatriotDepot.com has you covered from puzzles, games, novelty items. If you're looking for some unique style items when it comes to the president, for more, you can check out PatriotDepot.com. Call 844-377-8052. That's 844-377-8052 or PatriotDepot.com. Use promo code USA.
California Governor Gavin Newsom is declaring a state of emergency in response to wildfires in California. The state is continuing to battle fires all over the state. They also have a heat wave and rolling blackouts and the coronavirus pandemic. Ricky Young with Cal Fire says,
this one's especially challenging with the given the hot, dry conditions and the rugged, roadless areas we're dealing with.
Jeff Nicolini is defying mandatory evacuation orders and protecting his winery. He tells CBS News,
If the fire gets a little bit closer, we have the hoses out and ready to make a stand.
The FDA is pausing the use of blood plasma as a treatment for COVID-19. Top U.S. health officials intervened last week to keep the FDA from approving emergency use of plasma containing antibodies taken from people who have recovered from the disease as an infusion for those currently suffering from it. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limpbells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled YouMove.com.
As day 3 of the Democratic National Convention continues, President Trump taking to the road on Monday and Tuesday of this week. The president speaking in the battleground states of Wisconsin, Minnesota, Iowa, and Arizona. Lee Carter is a pollster, and she tells Fox News why she believes President Trump is continuing to campaign across the country.
I think his thinking is that if no one's going to tell his story better than he is, so he's going to be out there vocally loud and trying to show a huge contrast between him and Joe Biden. I think one thing the president really loves is these rallies because he's unscripted most of the time, or at least he goes off script. It feels really rough. He's very much in touch with the people. It's very raw. It's very authentic.
As far as what else we can expect, Carter tells Fox News,
very, very scripted. It's going to be a very produced convention. We saw Hillary Clinton did the same thing. She had a very produced convention back in 2016. I think we're going to see something very, very similar tonight. And it's going to be very, very difficult to even see the chemistry and all of that in a virtual convention. So this is going to feel very, very produced, and it's going to be a huge contrast to what the president's going to be doing out there in person.
Delegates did formally nominate former Vice President Joe Biden for President of the United States. Speaking tonight will be Hillary Clinton and Senator Kamala Harris. For more news, find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.